Let's say the father gives his daughter over to the shliach of the Baal. The husband sends a messenger to receive his wife, like to bring it to him to make nisuin. So harehi b'rishus habaal. As soon as the father gives over his daughter to the shliach of the Baal, it's considered like she went out of the father's rishus and she came into the Baal's rishus. And now the mitzias or the paycheck, the maisyadeh, go to the husband. What about the holach av im shluchi habaal? Let's say the father did not leave go of his daughter yet, but rather when the shliach habaal came, the father said, you know what, I'll go along also. So the father went along with the shluch habaal. Or else, shaholchu shluchi av im shluchi habaal. Not that the father himself went, but he sent shluchim, he sent his own shliach along with his daughter, with the shliach habaal. So since the father didn't leave go of her yet, harehi b'shusav, she's still considered in the father's rishus. It's not called in the Baal's rishus yet. But what about if on the road, mosru shluchi av l'shluchi habaal, let's say the shliach of the father gave over the daughter to the shliach of the Baal, and now she's completely in the Baal's shliach's rishus, is harehi b'shus habaal. That's also considered like a mesira l'chupa. She's called Rishus HaBaal and the father's Rishus now, and now the father doesn't have any rights over her. This is the loch of mesira. Just giving her over to the shliach of the Baal also takes her out of the father's Rishus and puts her into the husband's Rishus. Now we'll see in the Gemara being machlokes for exactly what rights does the husband get for this mesira alone. So first the Gemara says, Maile Yolam. What's the first lashon of the Mishnah that says, Lo'olam? Says forever, Hebrew Shusav, like the daughter is always still considered. It's talking about she's a Nara. She's not a Begeris. A daughter that's still a Nara, she's still in the Rishus of the Yav. What's the Lashon of Lo'ilam? She's always. What's this extra Lashon? So Gemara says, La'afluke me Mishnah Rishayna. It's come to teach us the opposite of the first Mishnah. The Mishnah later, in we'll see in the next parak, the Tanan, we learned like this. Hegiya Zman V'loy Nisu. Amol, in the Gemara's times, they used to like make Erevin now, make Kedushin, and they would set a time like a year, and a year later, and 12 months from now, they would make the Nisuyin, like we have this on Daf Beis really. So there it says, let's say they set aside that on Rosh Chodesh Adar, that's the time to make Nisuyin. And the Giyas Mana came to a time when the husband was supposed to make the Nisuyin. For Loi Nisu, the husband chickened out, and the husband did not want to make the Nisuyin, he stopped it. So Lachar is the Mishnah Rishonim means at the beginning the Tanoim held that a Cheles Mishaloi. From then on, Midrabanan, she has a Lach as if she's in the Suya, that she has to receive, she receives a Panosa from her husband, via Cheles Petruma, and if the husband is a Kain, from now on she's Lari Truma. Even though they did not make the Chuppah, the husband chickened out, but since it came the date that they set aside, from then on Midrabanan, like she's as if she's in the Suya to her husband. That was the Mishnah Rishonim, but we'll see later, the Mishnah Achronim means later they were chayzim, it's not like that. So, Kamash Manon Le'olam, like our Mishnah now is telling us, like the Mishnah Achronim, that the Maskonim is not like that Mishnah there, and we say no, that even though it came the time to make the Chuppah, as long as they did not make the Chuppah, she's still called Rishus Av. Her daughter is always Rishus Av, Av Chetikonas, the Rishus Habal. Now, right now, the Mishnah says the word Moser Av L'Shluchi Habaal is a Rehi B'Rishus Habaal. When the father gives her over to the Shliach of the Baal, that's also considered like a Mesirah L'Chupa, she's now B'Rishus Habaal. So Morris now explains now how far does it go. Omar Rav says Mesirosa L'Akul, Chutz Mitruma. It's called a Mesirah L'Akul, full halachah, she's now B'Rishus of her husband, that a Mitziah Samaisi Odeho, the husband has to start to support her. Abuchutz mitruma, if she got married to a kohen and she's a bas Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat truma yet until mama shechupa. And Rashi learns the pshat from Ravid, like we'll see later on in the next perek, that really midi raisa narusa is allowed to eat truma. The rabbanon said you can't eat truma until she has nesuyin. So aman diyomer said mishum simfun. That means we're afraid maybe when the husband lives with her, he's going to find out that she has a mum, something's wrong on her body. And he's not going to like it, and he's going to say it's a mekach tois, so it's going to come out that they're not really married, she's really only Yisrael, so it's an averity truma. Therefore here also, the Mesir alone, the fact that the father gave her over to the shliach of the Baal, but the Baal does not know yet about the simfon. Therefore we're still afraid we don't let her eat truma. But for all other halachas, we say, like it's as if to have nesuya now, and she's called Brishus Abal. That's what Rav says. For Ravasi, Yom Ravasi says, Afla Truma. This Mesira, when the father gives her over to the Shliach of the Baal, even helps for Truma. It's also considered as if now she's Brishus of the Kayin, that she's Ladi Truma. And Rashi learns that Ravasi holds that the other man, the Yom there, that the reason why a regular Arusa cannot eat Truma, is the pshat because we're afraid she's going to take the truma home because she still lives by her father's house, and she'll give some truma, the brothers or the sisters will eat leftover truma. Mashen came now that the father gave her over ready to the shliach habal, so she left completely the father's house, therefore now there's no gzera, therefore she's also allowed to eat truma. That's what Ravasi says. Mr. Gemara says, Eisvei Rafun la Ravasi. Rafun has a kash on Ravasi. The Amri law, some say it's Chia Barav L'Ravasi. That Chia Barav is the Kashan Ravasi. That what it says, a din of Li'olam Hebrishu Sa'av Achitikonas Techupa. The daughter is always still considered Brishu Sa'av until she goes into Chupa. So her it's Mashma that until she has a Chupa, she's not called Brishu Sa'bal. So the Chur it means for Truma. That even though the father gives her over to the Shliach of the Baal, but before they had an actual tikkunas the chuppah, she's still called b'shusav. So for tzakasha on Rabasi, so where it says, "Oh, maluhu Rav." Rav said back, "Lava minluchu." Didn't I already tell you once that loitizlu basar ibcha? Don't ask questions from such mishnah brisa that you can learn it the opposite way. That the mishnah could mean like two ways. So don't ask kasha. That's not called a good kasha. Why? Because Yochel Lishnui Lechu, I could answer you like this, that Misirosa Zuhi Knisasa Lechupa. No, like our Mishnah says, it could be when the father gives her over, gives over his daughter, his Nar Hamarosa, when he gives her over to the Shliach of the Baal, that has the same Halacha like a Knisa Lechupa, as if Mamish now the husband took her into his Chupa and is considered Nisuyin completely, even Fachilus Truma. So for this braisa from the Mishnah, there's no kash on Rabasi. So far we have two shittas, Rav holds Mesirosa Lakor Chutz Mitruma, and Ravasi says no, even for Truma. Now Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says the Rishosa. Shmuel says that the din of the Mishnah says, when the father gives her over to the Shliach of the Baal, it's called like a chupa, it means the Rishosa. At the Lachor of the Nadunya, that the father of the Kala gives a present to the Kala that she should give over to her husband. That's called a Nadunya. And when she dies, the husband, when the wife dies, the money, the present goes over to the husband, he yashins it. So the question is, let's say she dies when she's an Arusa, we had before, it goes back to the father. The father did not give it over to her husband until they have Nesuyin. So therefore Shmuel says, when our Mishnah says, the Mesira helps, that when the father gives his daughter over to the Shliach HaBaal, the father has das then that the presents he's giving her to give to the husband, he's giving her, he's moichlet right now. It's as if the husband is oichren in it already. So therefore, if the wife dies now, still the husband gets it. That's the halach of Mesira. But my Rashi learns though, before all the halach is, like Vilchus Truma, Fafaras Nedorim, or Mitziyasa, it's not called Brishus Abal. She's still called Brishus Av, until there's Mamasha Mesira Lechupa. So Shmuel learns that our Mishnah says, thus is a Knisa Lechupa. So Rash learns that what Shmuel says, the Mesira and our Mishnah helps Yerushasa means only for Yerusha. That if the wife dies now, the husband yashins these presents that the father gave to him. Rish Lakish Shamash Lakish says Luxubasa. That also he yashins the Ksuba. So for the Gemara Ksubasa Mahi, what kind of Suba are we talking about? You want to tell me Di Mesa, that in a case when she dies, Yoros Law, that the husband yashins these presents, this Nadunya, that the father in law gave to him. For the Gemara, if so, Haina the Shmuel? Like what does Rish Lakish say more than Shmuel? That's what Shmuel said. That this Mesira in the Mishnah, when the father gives over his daughter to the Shliach of the Baal, it helps LeYerusha. So that's what Rish Lakish is also saying. LeKsubasa means that the husband now yashins the Ksuba. What kind of Ksuba does it mean? It means in the Dunya, the presence that she's bringing in. So this Gemara says, Amar Ravina says no. Loima, Rish Lakish means to tell us like this, that Ksubasa me'achar mona. like now that the husband, now that the father gave over his daughter to the Shliach HaBaal. It's called in the Nisui in the Geir Tuat that let's say now her husband dies, or let's say the husband gives her a get before they make the actual chuppah. If she remarries, what din does she have? Is she called still a psula to get $200 from the second husband? The chiddush is no, she's called in a suya that she'll only get a ksuba of $100 from the second husband. Since by the first husband there was a mesira that her father gave her over to the shliach of the Baal, that time was chal on her shame nesuyin, that if she remarries later, she'll only get a ksuba of $100 from the second husband. Yivaita, then the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, the Amri Tavayu, they both say that Misirosa la Kirl Aflatruma. They learn no, when our Mishnah says that when the father gives her over to the Shliach of the Baal, they learn Mamish is like a regular Knis Lechupa. Lechoil, she's called Bishus HaBaal now, for everything, even Nora Tichruma. For everything, she's Bishus HaBaal. Her Metzias, her Maisiadel, everything goes to the husband. And this the Gemara says, Meisel, we have a kasher on you. Is that the sefer that says, Holach Ho'av, in Shluchei HaBaal, if the father went with the Shliach of the Baal, Oy Sheholchu Shluchei Av, in Shluchei HaBaal, or else if the Shliach of the father went along with the Shliach of the Baal, Oy Shehoysa Lo Chotza Baderech, or else if there was a Chotza, there was like a courtyard in the road, it belonged to her. And they went in there just to sleep overnight. Like she and the chosin was there, they just slept overnight. Even though like the present that her father gave her, the nedunya, is still in the beis baila, in her husband's house. Mesa is the halacha of Viha Yosha. If she dies at this point, it still goes back to her father. But it's not called like a knis l'chup yet. The nedunya is not chal. If the wife dies, it still goes back to the father. All right, turn over. Yeah, that was the thing. Rafa Pishik, the boss of a base bylaw. Even though the nedunya, the presence, the metalton that she has, she brought already to her husband's house. But Mesa, if she dies, Oviya Yosha, it still goes over to the father because there was not a complete mesira to the Baal yet. But what about Mosur Av? L'shluchei HaBaal, let's say the father gave her over completely to the shliach of the husband, Oishamos l'shluchei Av, l'shluchei HaBaal. Because even at first the father gave her over to his shliach, but now the father shliach is giving her over completely to the shliach of the Baal, Oishahoysa loy chotza baderech. Or else if the husband, the Baal, had his own house, like on the road, v'nichnasa imoy l'shum nesuyin, and he went there with his wife to make nisuyin there. So all these cases are called like a real kenisa l'chupa. Here it says, afa pi shek subos v'beis aviyah. Even though the nedunya, the present, that her father gave her to give over to her husband, she still left it by her father's house. But since they made like a real mesira l'chupa here, or it has a locha like a mesira l'chupa, is mesa, if she dies now, by la yorsha. So husband yashins, this is called a good mesira. Now the Brisa says clearly here, B'med v'or mamurim, when do we say this? That when the father gives her over to the shliach of the Baal, it's called like a chuppah, the Yerushasa, only for this halacha, that the nedunya, the presence that she got, she's completely given over to the husband, and if she dies now, the husband yashnas the present. That's all, only the Yerushasa. Avol truma, but halacha the when could a bas yisrael start the truma? The halacha is ein isha chelas betruma asher tikonas lechupa, that an isha cannot start eating truma because she's an anxious kayin until they have an actual real tikonas lechupa. So the demor tiyufta, the kula tiyufta, it's a kasha in all of them. Anyone that said, especially according to Rabbi Yechiel and Rabbi Chanina, but even according to Rabasi Tekasha, that they learned these mysterious help, even for Truma, here it says clearly this mysterious does not help for Truma. In order to eat Truma, it has to be Mamish Tikonis Lechupa. And this halacha about Mishnah, that when the father gives over his daughter to the Shliach, it's called like a Knisa Lechupa, it only helps for Yerushasa. To say that if she dies now, the husband Yashin's in the Dunya the presence. Now the Gemara Stam goes to explain this last brisa. Hagufa kashya is a steer in the brisa itself. Omar, the first you're telling me, nichnaso imololin, in a case where she had a house, and they went to sleep in the house overnight. So says Loshen Lolin, Mashmud Yoni went to sleep. So time with the Lolin. Why do we say it's not called a Nisuyin here? Because they didn't have Das for Nisuyin. They only had Das Lolin to sleep overnight. Hostoma, Mashmud, if they went in this time without anything in mind, is Mashmud Lashem Nisuyin? Then it is good Lashem Nisuyin. Then Eimu Sefer, what does the Sefer say? That Nichnasa Imoi Lishum Nisuyin, if they went into the house to make Nisuyin there, that's called good. Mhostoma, Mashma, if they didn't go in to make Nisuyin, Lolin, Minastam is only called Lolin. So Chutzastira, when they go together to be alone in the room overnight, is it called Stam Lishem Nisuyin? Or is it called Stam Lolin, not Lishem Nisuyin? The Moran says, Amravashi, I tell you, Stomne, Stomne, Ketoni. And Echnami, both prices are both cases are talking about where they went in Stam, and it means like this: Stam chotz dido, if the house belongs to her, so then we say lolin. Midas Stam, when they went in to sleep there, they only went to sleep overnight. They didn't go there to make nesuyin, because usually nesuyin or knis lechup is the pshat that the husband takes his wife into his rishus. So here that they Stam went into her chotzer, Midas Stam is only lolin. They did not have das. For Nisuyin. Mashenke in Stam Chotza di day. But when the chotza, the house, like, belongs to the husband, then we send the Nisuyin. When they go in there, even though Minastam they're going in there, that's called the Nisuyin. Minastam is also called Nisuyin, because that's the way Nisuyin is always, that the husband takes his wife into his chuppah. Tona will not like this. Mosar av lishluchei habal. Let's say the father gives his daughter, his Nara Hamarosa, he gives her over to the Shluch of the Baal to take her to the Baal now. So the Shluch is taking her to make Nisuyin with the husband. Vizinsa, and let's say on the way, she has Nus with another man, she has Nus with the Shluch. So the Bryce says, Harezu Bechenik, she only gets Chenik. In other words, she's not called a Nara Hamarosa. Even though the Torah said that a Nara Hamarosa, if she's a Nara, she's only 12 to 12 and a half. And she's a psula, she didn't live with a man yet. And she's maressa, she has kedushin. And she has nus with another man. There's a new halacha, she gets skila. Here we say, even though really she's a nara and really she's only a maressa, but since the father gave her over to the shliach of the Baal, she's not called a nara maressa anymore, she doesn't get skila, but rather chenek, like a regular married lady gets. So Moses says, Omar of Ami Bar Choma, Omar Krolik, where's the posik? The posik says, Liznois Beisavia. That when does a Naira Hamarosa get Skila? When she was Nus, Beisavia, she has to still be in her father's house. That's called a Marosa. The Erison, she's still called in her father's house. But Prat is excluding Lishemosarav, Lishluchi Abal, where the father gave over his daughter already to the Shliach of the Baal to take her to the husband to make Nisuyin. She's not called Bishosav anymore. So therefore, if she does Nus now, true, she's an Eishas Ish, but she gets chenek like a regular Eishas Ish, and not the loch of Namarosa that gets gila. For the Gemara, how do we know this Chiddush? We aim on maybe just saying the Pasuk means Prat, L'kshenichnasa l'chupa, in a case where a husband mamish took her, and took her into the chupa to make Nisuyin, but v'lo nivala, they didn't have bia yet. Even though usually after Nisuyin they have bia, let's say in a case they didn't have Nisuyin, they didn't have bia yet. They had the mamish knisa l'chupa, but then she has nus with another man. Maybe here the case is the Torah says she doesn't get skila, because she had a knisa l'chupa. Maybe in our case, like the Mishnah's case, where they did not go to l'chupa yet, the father only sent her over with the shliach of the Baal, like to bring her to the husband, but she did not get to the husband yet, maybe she still would get skila. So Mora says, no, Omar Rovo, that Omali Imi, that chupa behedjik siva. You don't need this pasuk of Liznois Beisavia to tell me that if they already made a chuppah, even though the husband didn't live with her yet, that she doesn't get skila. We know this from another pasuk. Therefore, the pasuk of Liznois Beisavia is telling us in the case of Mesira, that when the father gives her over to the shliach of the Baal, it's also called out of the Rishus Av that she doesn't have a din of Nara Maros anymore. Now, how do we know, though, in the case where she was Nichlasa L'chuppah, even though she was not Nivala, that she does not have skill anymore? He says, see, because the Pasuk says, Ki yiye nara besula murosalish. That's what we darshan. That the Pasha of Skila, the special Mis, is only a nara. She has to be from 12 to 12 and a half. She has to be a psula, she didn't live with a man yet. And murosa, only Erisin and not Nisuyin. So we darshan like this, nara means v'loy bageris. Once she becomes 12 and a half years old, she doesn't get skill anymore. Pesula, v'loy bula, and not if she lived with a man already. If she already lived with a man once before, she does not get a skila. Murasa, what is the pasuk telling us that she's only a murasa? V'loy nesuya, and not that they have nesuyin. Now, my nesuya, what does nesuyin mean here? Ilay menesuya mamish, that they have mamish nesuyin, l'chura, that means that they mamish had bia, they lived together. First the husband lived with his wife, and then she has nus with another man, for the gemara hainu b'sula. We know from the word b'sula that she would not get skila, because b'sula means that she did not live with any man before. The first man she lived with is with this man that she has nus. That if she had nusuyin with her own husband, and she lived with the husband already, so she's not called a b'sula. So from the word b'sula, we would know she does not get skila. For laibula, we dashin b'sula v'laibula. Ela. So what does the drasha of murasu mean, v'loi nisuya, el alav shenichnasa l'chupa v'loi nivala? That murasa means that she did not even go into the chuppah, even without having beer with the husband. But mashm, as long as she went to the chuppah with the husband, she's not called a murasa anymore, and therefore she would not get skila. So from this pasuk of sula murasa, we know that when she had a chuppah, even without beer, she doesn't get skila. So what does the other pasuk of Lizna's base of Via tell us? Elamaydav pasuk is telling us that even in the case when the father gave her over to the shliach of the Baal, that's also called out of the father's reshus, that she's not called an armaros anymore to get skila. So that's the chiddush, that at that time she gets chenek and not skila. Alright, we'll stop here.